Hi, Cole.
Hello.
Could get you guys to raise your hands. Start with Matt Kawahara.
Hey, Cole. Just wondering, how would you sort of evaluate that outing overall? It seemed like you were pitching through a lot of traffic, but how do you feel like you handled those situations?
When you give up, six free bases, you make it hard on yourself to get through, five, six innings to give, the bullpen a chance to keep it close. I'm frustrated in the free bases. There was, yeah, I mean, I did great in terms of battling and getting through it, but it's, I think there was pitches that I needed to execute and just left them up. And in that first inning, left a changeup up to for a double. So there's just some pitches that I'm thinking about and thinking through with the game plan that just I got away from and just had trouble with command. And that's just super, super unlike how I pitch, and definitely frustrated.
Jess Kleinschmidt.
Hey Cole, how are you?
Good.
Good. Sorry. You did let out a let's go or a woo or something like that when Elvis Andrews made that awesome play. What was that like to see him kind of have your back with a difficult defensive play?
I mean, our defense made some great plays behind me to get out of some jams. Tony, had a knuckleball at him at one point in that inning, and then Elvis just with a great play. You love that. Especially when the game's close 2-1, and I don't think I had a 1-2-3 inning up until that point. So just him to be able to make a play, and he was juiced on it. I was juiced, and I was just trying to ride that momentum, ride that energy, and I was definitely pretty excited that he made that play. It was just awesome, and he's such a great player that I was just happy. It was just a good moment.
Sean Watkins.
Hey Cole, are you concerned with your performance to start the season, or how much do you credit the Astros lineup with today's struggles?
You never want to give a team too much credit. We'll start there. I battled myself today. That's bottom line. I'm not happy with the performance. I'm not happy with the way I pitch and the way I commanded the ball. I know I can do better. I have done better, as you saw in spring. So just going to take this feeling and put it into the next rotation spot. Wherever I fit in. I'm trying to pitch in the big leagues for a long time this year and then beyond. So performances like this do happen, and I got to understand that I'm only as good as my last start, and today is behind me. And now we're going into, face a good Dodgers team and then the Astros again when my number is called. So just looking forward to, getting back out there and executing pitches again. I felt like I found a rhythm in those middle innings, and again, free bases just absolutely killed me today, to be able to give our team a chance to feel rested.
Take a final question from Matt Kawahara.
Just wondering, did you were you able to identify anything that you think was maybe contributing to some of the command issues early on? And was any of it potentially just kind of nerves of making a first start with the team?
Yeah, there was definitely some nerves making your Coliseum debut and wanting to perform well. When your number's called, you want to perform well. But you know what? This one's underneath me. It's behind me, and I'm gonna put in some extra work this week to make sure that I get that good feeling back of throwing strikes, commanding the ball to both sides of the plate. And the biggest thing is I did make pitches when I needed to, in those jams. So there is some good stuff to build on and to be able to carry into the next outing. Good information, not having faced the Astros before. So hopefully that we can carry that over and carry that positive energy into the next start.
All right. Thank you, Cole.
Thank you.